Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the European Commission has formally accused the British government of deliberately breaching international law by refusing to carry out checks it had signed up to on goods going to Northern Ireland. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said today that the UK's actions were temporary and technical measures that we think are very sensible. He also added that the UK is looking forward to our discussions with our EU friends and see where we get to. Well, for the latest in all of this, we're joined now by RTE's Europe editor Tony Connolly. And Tony, of course, we knew this letter was coming, but are there any surprises in the text?
I think the tone of the letter from Maros Šefčovič, who's the EU's co-chair of the joint committee, which brings both sides together, I think it was very strong. There are two letters here. One is a straightforward infringement notice, basically telling the UK that we think you've breached EU law. We're giving you several weeks to show why you haven't breached EU law. And from there, we could get into a case being taken to the European Court of Justice. The second letter is what's called a political letter in this situation. Maros Šefčovič to David Frost, who is his opposite number in the UK, basically saying that you have breached international law because you have gone against the good faith provision in the withdrawal agreement by not only unilaterally suspending or implementing the protocol in a unilateral way. They have also essentially suspended parts of the protocol without consultation with the EU, and this was a clear breach of the withdrawal agreement and the good faith provisions. So I think while we did expect legal action to happen, I think the tone of the letter really captures quite considerable anger in member states and the Commission at the way the UK went about doing this on the 3rd of March, this idea that they themselves would decide to extend the grace periods that were agreed back in December between both sides.
Has trust completely broken down between both sides at this point?
I wouldn't say it's completely broken down, but it certainly has been damaged because I think the EU and member states in particular would see there's a real pattern here. If you go back to the September and the Internal Market Bill, which again breached international law, it overrode the withdrawal agreement and the Northern Ireland Protocol, and people in Brussels saw that as the UK simply putting a gun to people's heads because they weren't getting what they wanted out of the negotiations. And we have a somewhat similar, you would say, situation here. The UK has been looking for somewhat sweeping changes to the protocol. They weren't going at the speed that the UK wanted. So again, we have this unilateral action. So that is very damaging to trust. But I think behind the reality of the legal action and some of the rhetoric we've heard in recent days, I think both sides are keen that they get back to the negotiating table to have more technical talks to see if there is a way to maybe soften some of the harder edges of the protocol, find some workable solutions that both sides can live with. But there is, you know, considerable anger on the EU side that the UK just weren't patient enough, if you like, to let that process happen. Instead, they took this unilateral action, which has now flared up into this legal action and caused a lot of ill will on both sides.
Yeah, I know that Simon Coveney, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, has been tweeting that legal action wasn't a welcome development, but he said the EU had no choice. So where does it go to from here then, Tony? Do you foresee sort of a two-train approach whereby you have the legal action going on one line and then talks, political talks, going on the other line to try to resolve the situation? Or can it run like that?
Well, it can. I think it will run like that. But there is a distinction to be made between this situation and what happened last year. You'll remember when the Internal Market Bill was introduced back in September, the European Commission, after a number of days, again, issued legal proceedings against the UK. But the talks between Maros Šefčovič and Michael Gove at the time continued, and the free trade negotiations continued as well. And there was a kind of an unspoken reality at the time that if the UK didn't drop the internal market bill or the clauses in the internal market bill, then they wouldn't get a free trade agreement. It was that simple. The trouble is the EU doesn't have that kind of leverage like they did last year. Having said that, they will want to try and de-escalate things, get back into technical discussions and see if they can find something that member states can live with, but that satisfies some of the concerns the UK and unionists and businesses in Northern Ireland have. But the trouble is the window is very, very narrow. The initial grace period runs out at the end of this month, and there's no mutual agreement to extend that yet. Of course, the UK has said we're going to extend it anyway, and that's why we have this legal action.
All right, Tony Connolly, thank you very much for joining us with that update.